Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 8/28/2020. And I'll tell you what, you better have the 30-30 on the 2020. You better have the 50-50 on the 2020. Whatever it is, you better get one. You'd better get one because this thing is not going to go away. And I know that with this week of the convention and all of this stuff, do you think that this is going to be the last one of these incidents? Now, I will say this to you. Today was the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And Martin Luther King III was there, his son, all right? And that was a very interesting speech that he gave. But I do not think it was the speech of his father. Because I remember the father's speech that he gave talking about he had a dream when the time would come when you'd not be judged by the color of your skin, but the content of your character. And as I look at Kenosha, and several of the people that Rittenhouse shot, that the kid shot, I believe, somewhat in self-defense, that he was looking at people who somebody has paid and is paying them well to be these anarchists, Antifa BLMs, because they're stone criminal types. They're also people, the one guy who begged the kid to shoot him at one point, egging him on. If you look at the records of these people are not your nice little regular go-to-work people, okay? Now, the fact is that when I heard the speech of Martin Luther King III and the subsequent speeches, there's no mention of the fact that the content of the character is somebody who has a warrant against him for battery against his girlfriend or whatever. Who just has wrestled and fought the police and broken away from him, and they're chasing him. And I think that, yes, per his own admission, there is a knife driver's side floor of the car that he was reaching for. All of that's forgotten because the AI, the artificial intelligence, wants to use it for the purposes of the destruction of the United States. They want to take you down the socialist, communist, Luciferian road. And a lot of these people who are being paid by somebody to go after Rand Paul and his wife, Rand Paul's right on the money. And once again, the Attorney General, William P. Barr, ain't doing jack shit. And when he comes out of the box with Bull Durham is bullshit. Bull Durham is bullshit. Bull Durham is bullshit. I can't say it any worse. I could, but I mean, that's enough. And sorry to any young ears. But that's what he is. when he starts right off with Brennan. Brennan, who lied to Congress, lied to everybody, the CIA. They always lie. Okay? I told you from the beginning that Barr was going to protect the CIA. And now you got Trey Gowdy, and he's a dandy Genser and all that stuff out here, trying to do it, and Hannity still has hope, and all this crap ain't going to be Jack Dooley done, and I'm gonna make a prediction. I think that there's still a strong possibility that we will either not have an election, or something will happen on the big league scale, the China-Russia scale, Iran scale, little Kimmy's sister scale. I think Kim is vegetable or dead, and I think she's running the deal. Now, if the Red Chinese would give her enough money, she'd drop the two nukes and do the lights out over the United States from the North Korean satellites. You see, you keep looking for all this stuff. We're already fighting asymmetrically. We're already deep in war right now already. All of these scalar warfare that's shown on the mimic that I keep telling you about, and that's all I'm going to say. You look it up for yourself. University of Wisconsin, tropic, moisture, you know, interactive maps, whatever. You'll find it. Look at the different domains. But the trick of the matter is here, is that not all of the scalar goes to weather warfare. Not all of it goes to loading fault lines to try to create earthquakes. Years ago, I sat down with Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich from Alaska, on several different occasions, I think at least three separate occasions. And I spent several hours with him each time at expositions and at different places and Mid-America Constitutional Conventions and all kind of stuff like that. And Dr. Nick had written the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. And we talked about how a scalar interferometer or an ionospheric atmospheric heater or whatever you want to call it, a Tesla, a howitzer, whatever you might want to call this type device. The frequencies can be dialed down to narrow. Remember a few years ago I told you that one of the ways that they're discussing that now is satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's what you are, is a neurophysiological template. Now, that means they can give you a certain frequency, pulse it a certain way, target you, and they could create an entirely different mental or emotional state.
They could put you asleep.
Or they could agitate you beyond belief and turn you into violent, aggressive agitation and where you want to attack something. Okay. Or maybe it's just anger. You're mad. Mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore. Or maybe it's just like, oh yeah, man, what a wonderful day, happy hey, ha, ha, ho, 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 hey. Or maybe it's just boredom. I wish they'd get these things over with so I could, hopefully we can get back to football. But the fact is they can do these things and change your mental state for you, or they can make it your neighborhood. Or they can make it your city or your town or a region. Now, you know what else they can do? They can have, diseases have frequencies. There are frequencies associated with diseases, okay? And conditions, medical conditions and that kind of stuff. They can dial up a frequency, blast it at you, and then you would have a tendency for your cellular structure to then take on whatever is necessary to produce that disease in that cellular structure. I'm going to tell you, that's why this thing is so interesting in one way, but it is so deadly in another, you see. It is so deadly in another. Because you can make whole groups of people sick. You can also give a predisposition or weaken immune systems, or perhaps you could even exacerbate an immune system and help to create the cytokine storm that will then have your immune system to eat its own body when you get any inflammation or any infection or any virus in there. The thing that is going to save you is the power of the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not gotten him as your Savior, then repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. He will start to wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. And without that, you're likely not going to survive and endure until the end. Those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24. And here's Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. All right. Now, the fact is that before all of that, you've got what Jesus tells us about the nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But Lord Jesus also tells you, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you in yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's John 14. You want to find out how Jesus, you can see Lord Jesus? Well, then I'm going to tell you what, you read that right there. Because this is going to be quite an interesting world of what's getting ready to happen. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting wild weasel. But it is not without the Lord Jesus having told us about it. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that, Brother W, I agree. Where is A.G. Barr? Well, he's still being the guy that covered up for the Clintons and covered up for the CIA drug running and the Bush operation, you know, Centaur Rose, run by Poppy Bush, called Black Rose, okay? And, of course, there was the low Rose Law Firm and all of that stuff. And they ran drugs like Grant took Richmond. Only Grant, you know, forget that. They ran drugs like the CIA running drugs by the C-130 and C-123 loads. Running it into Arkansas to the Clintons. And boy, it still rolls. It still rolls in and out in the whole nine yards. And all of these people, the Brennans, the clap on, clap up, all these lying pieces of scumbag crap. And the bars that cover for them. You see, they don't like President Trump. President Trump blows their game. President Trump blows their game. And I'm not saying he's perfect. I voted for him. I'll vote for him again. You want to have a nice suburban housewife and all of that, and you're going to vote for a nice man, Josie Biden. And then Joe goes out on the nut, and you got Comma Chameleon coming in, and all of a sudden she's got a green hat with a red star. A green hat with a red star. And she's going to come for your guns within the first 30 days. And I tell you what. You're going to have a scenario where there's going to be choices that have to be made. And for people out there in the world of peace officers, I know what your choice is. You're going to stay with the people and keep the peace. And God bless them old people in Louisiana and Texas. Lord Jesus, will you go to them right now, each one in their own need? Will you provide the chainsaws? Will you provide the Cajun Navy? Will you provide the boats and the high water trucks to rescue anybody out? Will you start to deliver and to create and put the gumbo pots on the fire so you can throw some food in to start to feed people and boil water? Lord Jesus, will you go to Lake Charles? Will you go to Orange and Soper and all the different places and Beaumont and all the different items and on up through the Louisiana and into the Arkansas where the tornadoes and all the stuff is tearing it all up still? And Lord Jesus, and to all the people in the fires in California that are being caused by lightning strikes, plasma lightning strikes being caused by the scalar warfare. If you look at the mimic and you can see it, and you look at the North America, you look at the North Atlantic domain, you look at the East Pacific domain, if you look at the Mid-Pacific domain, the West Pacific domain, and other domains, you will see it's ongoing all over the place. And not only are they controlling storms and weather and also popping quakes and causing fires in California, but they're also making people go nuts. Now, you see, I'm generating the emotion myself here because I'm not necessarily picking it up from them. But just so that you understand, that capability is there. And the only thing that helps you sustain against some of this at all is the Lord Jesus. Teach your family well, and you should get the Bible out tonight and read it to the kids. Read them Matthew 24. Read them Luke 21. and then read them Matthew 25. Make them sit for 10 minutes before they go on about their games or ball or whatever they're doing tonight. Riding bikes or whatever they're doing. Or going to the show in the back room where you're going to watch the movie on the TV or something. But read it to them, will ya? If you got young kids, teach them how to fight. Teach them how to box. Teach them how to do karate, jujitsu, hapkido, Krav Maga. Just good old lumberjack fighting. Good old knockdown and drag out. You want some good, quick moves? Go online and look at the first special operations or first special forces unit, the combined Canadian and American forces that trained up in Montana and places. And look at the deadly basic A to B kill shots and takedowns and kill shots. 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, boom. 2, boom. 3, boom. Okay, look at that stuff. Taught by the OSS and all of those guys. Get it simple A to B so you can recall it and remember it. You don't have to go through a cataform or a 17 postures of this animal or that animal. If you choose to do that, that will make you, in the long run, a more sophisticated fighter. But in terms of bone-crushing jiu-jitsu or whatever it might be, just a good old left and a right, you know, and a kick to the you-know-whats, all right? Or a trap of the arm, a punch in the nose, then a judo flip down, and a stomp on the throat, okay? Whatever it is, it's got to go bing, bang, boom, bing, bang, boom. Because you see these riots and crap, you ain't got no time to do nothing else. And everything goes to the ground pretty quick. So you've got to nail them and take them out right now. If you got firearms, then all the better. The best thing to do right now, if you're living in a rural or exurban or suburban area, you might get your range finder out. If you do not have a range finder, then measure your pace, a nice long pace. What is it, about 3 feet maybe? 2.5 feet, 3 feet? And just walk and see how many paces it is from your, let's say, the window above your garage or the gully of your roof line, or from behind a bush in your courtyard, in the front yard, or whatever it might be, from underneath your Big Mac truck or your farm tractor, all right? And check the distance to the street sign. Check the distance to the big rock up the street in somebody's yard. Check the distance down this way. Check the distance and write them down in a little notebook of a little map of your neighborhood. You should take a walk and go around the block, because if you've got to run a little bit or you got to sneak around the corner and outflank somebody, then it'd be nice to know the distances. I've done a lot of that. I know Big Mac has got them nailed, man. My buddy Big Mac out west. I know my buddy there, old Crazy Horse. He's got the distances all mapped out for either his old buff gun or for a bow and arrow. He's got them 9 ways to Sunday on that stuff down his old road. You don't want to go down that road. Because you know what? He's an American, Native American, who believes in the Lord Jesus. You talk about something powerful. And with all his native skill. And oh, I tell you, I think of a lot of you out there. And I remember Greg Evenson. I remember Liz. Liz, a darn good shot. Liz, if you're out there tonight, may the Lord protect you against all evil. And I think of all the good people, the old Mars Hill gang. All of them. The Ohio people. The Southern Illinois, the Southern Missouri, the Kansas people, and them old buddies from Tejas, and them good people from California. We got great people in California out there. They're just all not in the, assembly, you know. And they're now under the gun of the fires and then what might be coming after that, quakes, and then the Red Chinese. Well, that's Crazy Horse just told me that he's got perimeter alarms. Well, he's cheating, see. You can have perimeter alarms and Dakota alarms and tripwires for the old guys know that you could put a blank shell on a tripwire and explode it, and they would know where somebody's at, you see. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, if you don't have a firearm, and I know people say, oh, you done making everything, you got a firearm, you've got to be trained, and you've got to be hut, and you've got to do all the manual of arms and how to backwards and forwards and this way and that way. Well, let me tell you something. What we're talking about here ain't no mainline engagement. We're talking about a guerrilla war, ain't we? We're talking about the guerrillas, all right? And I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of who it is, the U.S. military, any military, how did the military, the U.S. military, with all of its high technology and might in those days, had quite a little problem with the COG and the NBA and with the Laotians? And I'm going to tell you what, it takes about 12 to 1 people against each one of the guerrillas to overcome it with that. Oh, now they say, well, we've got the drones and we got all that. Well, just go ahead and see how long they're up when the power's off and the refineries don't run. See how long that goes when you don't have avgas. And when you might be otherwise engaged by the Red Chinese or the Ruski, all right? So I know you're not supposed to do it unless you're a totally fit, bop, and you know. But let me tell you something. Old Bob Speer, who was a Special Forces man, he got wounded badly and he had problems with his walking and whatever. He had to carry a cane. Well, guess what he started teaching? Cane fighting. Cane fighting. And it don't make any difference if you're sitting out and somebody out in the country has got a 50 caliber Ronnie Barrett special or old 338 Lapua or something, you know, and has got it dialed in. But you don't have to have it dialed in with ice bullets in the middle of the thing and be shooter from the book, you know, Bob Lee Swagger and all that. But I'm going to tell you what, there's been a lot of cheap 30-06s and good 30-06s with basic scopes or with high-powered nice scopes who have taken down a whole lot of deer and elk and bear and whatever else, Nazis, Japanese, North Koreans, Red Chinese. From 300-400 yards. And there's a lot of people out there with a good scope and a good round. And a gun that's pretty nice, which a lot of people in America have. And a lot of old Vietnam veterans have, and a lot of old-timer Gulf War vets have. All right? And I'm going to tell you what. Some of the good old boys, you know, like some of them guys who are prison shooters, the guys up on the tower, and I've known a few of them. I know one of them, just a young kid compared to some of the others, but he was taught with the, you know, with iron sights too in a small prison, right? But he can still get up there and zap somebody out pretty good. You put a scope on there, and I'm going to tell you what, old Mickey Lapua finds you in the optics, it's going to be, send it, and then that's it. And old Mickey going to go back to ham and eggs, you know? Ham and eggs and a shot of the, you know what, of the old Watke or something, you know? And I'm going to tell you, you got to be willing to get mad dog mean in a sense. Like old Josie Wales says. Remember when Josie Wales goes out to meet 10 bears, remember? And he's the gray rider. And he goes to 10 bears. 10 bears says, what's this guy doing? It's only one guy coming out. 10 bears goes out to meet him. And they talk about all the stuff. And Josie says this, and he promises him that the sign of the Comanche will be on the cattle, and they're going to live peacefully. And then he tells him, I'm either here for peace, or I'm here for, you know, killing you in war with the pistols I got, the rifle I got, or whatever, right here. Because at a certain point in time, you have to stand against evil, and it's not a political decision. When somebody comes to your home, when somebody comes onto the street, like Rand Paul and his wife found, the White House is not too far for some nice hotels, a few blocks on a nice, cool night. And a U.S. senator and his wife and the cops had all they could handle, so they were not killed. Had they have had that happen, you would have seen some crap in this country that you would not believe. So I'm going to tell you what. You do anything you can do to defend your home, your family, and to stand against the evil of Lucifer and his demonic commie rats. And their buddies and allies and all the stuff. And there are ways and means to work against armored vehicles. There's ways and means to work against air assets. First thing you do is find out where they fly the damn things from and go take that place out. Deviate their supply lines on the AV gas, etc. You want to know what you do if you're sitting in a country area or if you're even in a city. You work for the city of, or the county of, or the state of. You figure out where the keys to the bulldozers and the excavators are at. And you make sure that your little job is to always have your favorite one that you might work with filled up with diesel and with an extra can or two up there on it. And some extra lubrication or whatever you need to keep it going good. Because I'm going to tell you what. You can also have a big old Peterbilt truck or a dump truck or a garbage truck. And you can put up a pretty good cow catcher on the front. Maybe with some thick plate steel, you know? Or put it on a bus. And you can identify the position. And you can run that sucker downhill. And ram that thing right into the armor. If you knock it off on its keister, then pretty soon the gas tank is able to be taken out. So if it's going to turn to where the chameleons turn it all against you, then there are ways and means available and that you can do to do what it says. Where? I got this Declaration of Independence at Thomas Jefferson's house. Of course, Thomas Jefferson is a racist, and you've got to cancel him out, and he is no longer his name to be spoken, you see. And any document like the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or Declaration of Independence that he had a hand in writing should be abolished. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall deem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. Now, you see, I don't want to change the government, but I am telling you and reading you from the Declaration of Independence. If it is wrong to read from the Declaration of Independence, which I guess from the 1963, whatever, codes and all that crap, it might be these days. But I'm going to tell you, if it's wrong to read for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you've lost it all already. But at the same time, I told you that George Floyd was murdered, but I wanted to know the rest of the story because they work together, you see. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you A.G. Barr, William P. Barr, the A.G., he hasn't gone and investigated Soros or any of his groups. And if he has, he hasn't done jack doodly squat. Soros should be brought in for questioning and arrested. He's the one inciting riots. He's the one, I believe, in my opinion, and allegedly is trying to destroy the Constitution, the form of government of the United States. And I think he's a front man for the Rothschilds of the Red Queen, you know? The Queen of England and her cronies. And maybe some of them are halfway of the alien persuasion, the alien pond persuasion that appears as a human. Or maybe they're overlaid by the demons. So I would rather to have the police not do bad shoots. I would rather have the police to have taken this man under arrest properly with hand-to-hand combat without shooting him, tasering him, or doing jack doodly. Sometimes these stupid tasers get in the way, which used to could have been done with a rap on the shin or a rap on the elbow, and a little bit of an old right cross through the nose and a throat on the ground. Then you don't have to choke them out. You just cup them and put them into paddy wagon and go get them arraigned. This taser bullcrap may be the wrong thing. Maybe it's just better to shoot them in the foot, in the pinky toe. My old man could take a billy club, and he had been an MP at one point of his military career, and he could take that, and he showed me, and he said, run up the sidewalk here. I said, well, what are you going to do, Dad? I said, you just run up the sidewalk. I took up running as a young kid, and he threw that billy club, bounced it off the ground. It came up and took my legs out. and I fell onto the sidewalk. I said, well, Dad, why'd you do that? He says, well, son, don't ever run from me if I ask you to come and talk to me, okay? And I said, Dad, where'd you learn that? He said, I learned that. He said, I learned that in France, okay? I learned that in Germany. So there's things that you can do, and there's better training that should be had. And I don't know if seven pulls, pow, 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 you know, is too many or not enough. But in the old time, in the heat of the moment, when the adrenaline starts to flowing, I can understand that. But if it's a bad shoot, it's a bad shoot. If it's not, because it looks to me like hardcore resisting arrest, but it also looks like somebody in the courts trying to put this on, maybe even from the AI intervening and saying, put a must arrest on the scene. Do not let him go from the scene. Warrant. They knew who the man was. They could have allowed him to leave, actually, and probably gone to his house later on, camped out, and arrested him there. But the fact of the matter is that ain't what happened. So as a people, you about, and let me toss this out again to you. Remember how back during the Pittsburgh in the 90s, they had all these sound trucks? Boom, 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 boom. Beep, 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 beep. You remember all the sound trucks and the sonic beams and the microwaves heating the skin and all that crap to disperse the crowd? And how the government had all kind of, grants, you could get one of those and get your mobile command post and your hut, hut, huts and all your crap, you know. I mean, Green Valley, Missouri, which is what got, I don't know, 1,500 people, they got a SWAT team. Well, give me an old, tough deputy sheriff on horseback. Oh, I don't know, say from the crossroads in Texas. Or give me an old Texas Ranger or a lone Missouri State Trooper who took out a bully, you know, or helped take out a bully. And when he investigated it, a guy who drove a bulldozer is the one who really took out the bully. Give me some of that old time justice. Where people took care of their crap. I heard something on the Yellowstone program, the TV show, where the old timers were saying that when somebody stole your cattle in the old days, you didn't waste time to call the sheriff. You went over and got your cattle and took care of the guy that took it from you. So we're now going to be placed in the fact that Americans are going to have to defend themselves because the police been told to stand down. You have the head of the CIA. You got Comey, the head of the FBI. You got Orr, Strzok, Page, all these people that over a year ago we had them with all the investigations of Greg Jarrett, John Solomon, Sarah Carter, Hannity, Jim Jordan, the wrestler from Ohio, Mark Meadows from the Carolina. All these people had these people on enough evidence to indict them. And so when I say Bull Durham is bullshit, that's because he is. And A.G. Barr, if you do not arrest and indict Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Page, Strzok, Or, and you just think you're going to do it with Kleinswood or Kleinsmith or whatever, then you have destroyed the justice system of the United States. You have elevated the CIA, who allegedly you worked for and always have. When you were, what did you go into? Robert Johnson was your name in North Little Rock or wherever it was when, Billy Clinton and Terry Reid and all those people met in the bunker? The ammunition bunker? And when you put a stop to Centaur Rose and all the other different Jade Gate and all that Jade Helm and all that stuff, and you transferred all that over to George Poppy Bush's man, the guy who killed Che Guevara, right? Felix Rodriguez and all that stuff got switched to Mexico, right? When you covered all that up for the CIA, now you're going to cover up again when they attempted to do a coup d'etat on a president of the United States who is not guilty of any of the things they said. So you have destroyed this thing. If Biden wins, which you have basically allowed to happen in a sense, because you're also not doing jack doodly about any of these people who's paying these rioters, dumping off the loads of bricks, all this stuff. Go out to the Bone Home, Richard. You're slow walking all of that, and then NCIS. All the great NCIS, you know. Slow walking who blew up and set on fire the Bone Home, Richard. And a load of my man, Cap K, out there. Cap K's on it, and he says they're slow walking this crap. And they got one guy as a suspect. He may not be, maybe. Maybe he's tied to BLM and Antifa. Or maybe he's just tied to the Red Chinese and they tagged him with the Antifa or the BLM. And then there's the amphibious craft and all of that stuff. And you still have Red Chinese off the coast of the Mexican Baja and on shore, and they still picking up balloons and launching them. And you guys are trying to reinvent the wheel and Bull Halsey and Spruance and all that crap. Just get a TR-3B or a Solar One craft from space and zap their doggone submarine and blow it out of the water. Make it sink. And pay it and don't never mind and say it might have been a bolt from the blue, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be forced into a scenario where you see, as Lord Jesus said, that if the time were not short for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. But that doesn't mean that you lay down and give them your head. It doesn't mean that you trade your family over to them and pay them all your money and give them your house and all that stuff for reparations to a Luciferian commie scumbag, regardless of what color they are, or race, or religion, or country of origin. Are you kidding? No way. No way, Jose. You stand and deliver. You get the Lord Jesus on your side, you put on the full armor of God, and you put on your body armor. Because if you got a level 3A or 4, it's going to stop something. You got a Kevlar Pazgat or an old, Tommy's British helmet or something like that. Or even if you got a little bit of something, you're going to stop some kind of possibly turn some blow or possibly turn some fragment. There are things to do. You can align yourself in certain positions. You can have spider holes. You can do them to where your heat signature is not that much. This is a big country. They're not going to have a drone looking out every part of it. And if somebody comes for you, you take it to them. The Red Chinese come, they don't have the technology in some ways that we do. But then again, people inside the U.S. military are going to be busy fighting each other. I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game, because I'm going to tell you what, it gets harder and harder to stay in the game. And you think this is something that is just done without impunity and that stuff in terms of how many demonic enterprises come against you, how much crap in the spiritual warfare that comes against you, or in the time when they zap me with an electromagnetic weapon from a helicopter at about 100 feet in the air, 50 yards up my street, and the Lord Jesus said, run to the garage. And I took off running, and they zapped me. And my whole right side was numb for 6 months. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, hitting the old Lucy in the bridge of his nose and his shins and his black in his eyes and whatever with the ball bat? And I hope you do, because I'm telling you, it's all most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold, easiest and best. Checks, okay, can be sent to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And all my friends, Rochester, Minnesota, all of you, up in the high Nevadas, where the names begin with the Y, all the different good people, the main maniacs, the Massachusetts main maniacs. The upstate New Yorkers. Those sitting on Long Island. God bless Santa Claus. Or Chris, you know, for the K. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see stuff that you ain't going to believe. Those of you who've been at war, which I've not been at war, but those who have know what I'm talking about. I have seen recently in a dream, a vivid dream, combat in my own area, let's say within three square miles of where I'm at. I recognize the actual ravine or the actual creek bed and kind of like a slanted hill up to a house in the neighborhood, in an old suburban neighborhood. And, man, it was like I was being taken through, you know, on some kind of a, you know, ride through the amusement park looking either side of the car. The Lord took me through there. And I was seeing troops, actual troops, laying down fire all around the side of the house. I saw young kids, young boys, one of them with a little small, like, bike. Another one with, like, I don't know what it was, maybe like one of those big wheels or something. And they were walking down trying to get out of the, you know, the line of fire. And I could see, pow, 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 right in front of the one kid. And I said, oh, no, kid. Hit the deck or dive down in the creek bed there and get away from them. They got the high ground on you. But I was taken on down the road and shown more things. I've been shown in the past where I'm hiding at some place on a number of occasions. And it's always dark, like there's no lights on at night. Very few. And I'm in some damp, you know, old factory or, you know, some basement of a big building or something like that, and somebody who's hiding me says, Hawk, it's time to go. The dogs or somebody's on you. It's like the Terminator's coming. But I'm going to tell you what. The Lord Jesus is my Savior, and I'm with Him, and He's with me. And as long as I got any kind of wherewithal, any kind of grit, sand, guts, or whatever, or half a leg to stand on, I'm going to stand at the line. I'm going to have my nose at the line, and I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to come down range at the enemy. Or I'll just stack them up in front. Like when in the old days, the Japanese did the Banzai charge. And there was a whole lot of good Army boys and Marine boys and CBs and a lot of them. A lot of Marines, and they had to change them old barrels on them old machine guns with like a hot mitt, you know, the oven mitt your grandma used to have. Because the barrels were bending, they were putting so much lead through them, and they were so hot. And then they picked them up and took them down there, and they charged the Japanese who were charging them and took them out. So I don't care if you're 75 years old, 100, or if you're 13. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalm 144, 1. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Protect your family. Protect your assets and your food. And if you don't have a lot of food, then you better at least go out and get one or two more cans of chunky soup tonight and a box of rice. Get you a box of minute rice and a couple cans of chunky soup. If you can get you more than that, then by all means do it. But a can of chunky soup will represent the ration for one person for a day, particularly if you've got rice, pint of bread, or something like that, or crackers. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and zap those enemies of the Lord Jesus as you find them. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready for what's coming. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey LaPool, you're on them optics, baby, and that squeeze. Let it break, man. One shot, one kill. Reload. Mr. R&T, Road and Track. We going timeless. The time now is to get in shape. Because the old man like me don't have the wind to run, but we got the will to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and give you superabundance to go out tonight. May he provide you with medical miracles to a certain woman in Ohio who had tested a. Lord, remove the cancer from her body.